celebrating its fifth year this Saturday, September 15th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Enchanted City in an urban street fair and a spectacle of step punk fashion. Wow. Fantasy and fabrications that magically transforms the historic blocks of downtown Troy, New York, in a cosplay alternative reality where Victorian fancy meets modern technology. The free festival has drawn more than 8,000 participants in previous years and expects to top that number this year. We're joined in studio tonight and have the honor and pleasure to have Miss Kara Sherwood to talk about this exciting weekend event. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to stop by. Where did the idea for the festival come from?
Well, the idea originated, as you mentioned, we're now in our fifth year. So 5 years ago, the producer, Susan Dunkel, she had a shop on Lower River Street. And the city came to her wanting to generate more business for Lower River Street. So she had an idea of having a festival. And she's always been a huge fan of Renaissance festivals. But Renaissance fairs didn't quite meet what Downtown Troy had to offer. So what Downtown Troy has to offer is Victorian architecture and design.
Okay.
And what makes it better for Victorian than steampunk. So that's kind of where it originated. So it's an event that's unlike others in the area. So it's a little different, and okay, it draws just a unique individual crowd that comes now to downtown Troy.
Okay, okay. Now I'm going to ask you just to step back and breathe a little bit.
Sure.
All right. All right. Let us catch up. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
There's okay. So much to say.
There you go. All right. And like I said, you're going to be fine. You're natural. All right. What exactly is steampunk, and why do you think it's become so popular?
So steampunk presents, it combines the past, the future, and the present all in one. It is a subgenre of science fiction. And that's what 19th century technology, so the steam-powered, combines with modern aesthetics. So you have the Victorian dress and the Victorian machinery, but with modern technology.
Okay.
And spellingoftroy.com actually did a great description of what is steampunk. So that's a great place. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fantasy, but with cosplay. And you think about Halloween, you have a lot of fun dressing up, and this you can do year-round, and so it's just a lot of fun.
Right. Well, my outfit for this Halloween is going to be I'm going to dress up and pretend that I have hair.
Perfect.
So I'm going to see how that goes over. All right. So what makes Troy such a great place for this kind of festival?
So Troy is the perfect location. It has all the Victorian architecture. It's a beautiful 19th century urban setting. So it's the perfect location. It actually was the location of the H.G. Wells Time Machine remake in 2002. And as you might know, Mary Shelley, H.G. Wells, and Jules Verne were all the founders of science fiction, which mm-hmm. again, steampunk is a subgenre. So think of it like we have the Victorian stroll every year. Well, it's okay. A science fiction Victorian stroll.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's so interesting. When can festival goers expect to see, or what can festival goers expect to see?
We have so much going on the Saturday. We have food. We have entertainment.
Stop right there when you say food. I'm good.
Sure. Yes. There's always, we have food. We have lots of desserts that will be around our festival. And of course, you can always visit any of our wonderful restaurants in downtown Troy, grab some lunch. There's also the farmer's market going on that day. You can make okay. a day of it. But for our festival, we have Steampunk Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh,
we have Steampunk Shakespeare being performed.
Okay.
We have our parade of machines.
Oh, wow. Something for everyone.
Yeah, something for
everyone.
The
intellectual, the kids, and the people are out and way, way out.
Out and about.
Right,
we have a
okay.
costume competition, which will be fantastic.
Okay, okay. How are activities family friendly, and what kind of things will occupy the kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, other than that special Kool-Aid we give them that puts them to sleep. You know?
Yeah, our activities are very family friendly. We have a day that can be full. Bring them out. We start at 11 a.m. and go till 6 p.m. And, of course, you can shop downtown while you're checking out our festival. And something that we have as part of our festival, we have Mad Makers Row.
Talk a little bit about that. Yeah. Mad Makers Row.
Mad Makers Row. If anyone likes science or technology, is interested in the STEAM, STEAM is very big in education right now. It's a chance to learn and interact with fellow makers in the area. And a maker is someone who produces something. So then there'll be some hands-on activities for the kids. There'll be some show and tell, and they'll be able to learn a lot of information. And of course, our acts this year, we have our headliner, Frenchie and the Punk, which is at 5 p.m., which is a huge act in this area. So
Frenchie and the Punk. I've missed that one. Yeah, that has not come across my schedule. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, well, come on down.
Okay. What's the difference about this year's festival versus last year's?
We actually have quite a few. All of our acts every year are always very different, but great this year. We have our Community Inventors Challenge. So there are six districts in Troy, and each district with their city council member were tasked with creating a conveyance. And that means that they need to create a machine that can carry somebody and a passenger and go through our parade in Troy. So we're really getting the entire city involved this year.
Great, great. So now I know question, my last question will lead me into a question that you wanted to raise. What was that about? The how can people reach you? And
yeah, sure. If you want to know more about us, we're, of course, we have enchantedtroy.com. That is our website. We also have going on this year an art show gala on the Friday night at 7 p.m. We have just a few tickets left for the gala, but it's an over 21 event if you want to come out for that.
Okay.
And then the after party on Saturday, we have Steam Powered Giraffe, which is an amazing band coming from San Diego.
Wow.
And those are automatons, so machines come to life and perform for us in kind of a rock folk music.
Oh my goodness, this is something else.
Yeah, that'll be at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. So that will be, some tickets are also still available for that. So check out their website. And of course, if you're looking for something on Sunday, we have brunch the next morning at the Copper Pot. So you can come on down to 2423 Fifth Avenue in Troy and have some brunch to close out the weekend.
Okay, now is there anything else that you like to touch on?
I actually had a question.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
I think I saw online that there was something about absinthe tasting.
There is. That will be at Bacchus, which unfortunately is sold out. But you can get absinthe tasting perhaps at our gala.
Okay.
And what is absinthe tasting, guys?
Absinthe is a type of liquor that was invented in France. And back when it was originally invented,
and
it
I was
had,
just getting ready to get to that part, the dark liquor portion of the program.
Your favorite part.
It had some hallucinogenic effects due to its ingredients.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
That has since been differently
modified.
Created. It has been modified.
Okay. Wow. Absinthe tasting. Yeah. Jonah, we got to mark that one down, all right? Yeah. And if they need some royal testers, I might volunteer.
I'm also available.
On board.
There you go.
Awesome.
At that time.
Well, come on down to our festival. It's, again, this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Of course, we have great sponsors who are supporting our festival and local business.
Okay.
So we have Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Mm-hmm. We have the Troy LDC, Boucher Financial Group, Pioneer Savings Bank, Franklin Best Western, and the costumer who will be heading up our costume competition.
Well, I hope you give us a shout out, WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy,
absolutely,
New York. And, you know, and mention to the people that you were on, you know, H. Bosch Jr. and Miss Olivia. All right. And you had a fantastic time and a great interview.
We will definitely let them know.
Thank you so much. So is there anything else before we close out?
I have another question.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of, like, I'm not very familiar with steampunk. I know a little bit about it because I had a Tumblr when I was in middle school. But what kind of, like, what do you see in a steampunk costume? Like, what's, I know what to expect at, like, you know, a cosplay, like, for superheroes.
Yeah, the great thing about steampunk is you can create your own character and persona. So similar to cosplay, you can develop it. So it usually originates in Victorian dress, and there's a lot of that, those elements that are involved. But then you add a little modern technology. You might add some gears. You might add some working mechanics in there, and you kind of add a little metal to it. And that's the punk part of steampunk.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember seeing some mohawks and that kind of thing.
Great. I think I'm going to stay away from the dress part.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. Yeah. You can wear pants.
But this really sounds so, so exciting, and seems like the attendance is going to exceed last year's attendance.
Definitely.
We've been growing. Taken on a life of its own. And every year it grows and grows and gets more interest behind it. I think it's great. And looks like it's diverse. You have people from different walks of life.
Oh, definitely. We try to bring all of Troy into this festival, and it's always bigger and better every year. Fifth is aiming to be the biggest one yet. We've estimating 8,000 people, but we might even reach 12,000 to 15,000. It might be a big day.
Okay, well, just remember, me and Miss Olivia will be there for the dark liquor portion of the program.
I may have
my engineer, Jonah, all right? He's going to, you know, be on board with that too, all right? So I just want to say then, if there's not anything else, and if we covered everything, thank you so much, Miss Kara Sherwood, for stopping by. I mean, this has been truly educational.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you have enjoyed us as much as we've enjoyed you.
Very much so. Yes.
Okay, great, great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.